Blog Talk Radio.
You.
What's up?
Yo, what's up? What up? What up, Big Red?
What's up?
What up,
people?
Blog Talk Radio World?
What up?
It's another episode of The Menu. What's good, people? What's good? Listen, my apologies. Running late. Like, yo, Red, it's been a crazy, crazy week. Crazy. You know, somebody close to me passed away on Monday. Yeah, man. My daughter's grandmother. Daughter's grandmother, man. And, you know, it's crazy. You never know how much you miss people until they're gone. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and,
absolutely.
And it shouldn't even be that way. But sometimes it just is what it is. But in between that, kid got sick. Work, and all other types of drama in between. Is it like you ever tried to pull the Oreo apart and then the part with the white
start
fall
breaking
on the
up.
Floor? No, it would break up or the part of the cookie fall on the floor and then you pick it up and it's just not white anymore.
Right.
It's just bad. It's just crazy, man. I do want to definitely give my condolences to the Bartlett family. You know, Pearl Marie Bartlett, very good woman. Thank you. You will be missed. Rest in peace, man.
Yeah, definitely rest in peace.
Thanks. But once again, what up, everybody? You know, another episode of The Menu. Big Red, Brother B in the house. What's going on? Hope everybody is well. You know, hey, listen, no one's promised tomorrow, so let them know that you love them today. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Absolutely.
So what up with you, Big Red? How was your week?
It was good until today. I'm in a lot of pain right now, with my knee. I don't know what happened between last night and today, but I'm in pain. Started off with the hip, and then it went to the knee. Had a pretty good week. Week was mediocre. Went to a concert yesterday, and that was pretty good. Had a lot of good acts came on. It was a good show at the Barclays last night. It's called the R&B Ladies Night. You know, for those of you that were there, you know, hope you all enjoyed yourselves. Pretty good show. They had some technical difficulties. A lot of technical difficulties going on there.
So, you know, it happens.
Yeah, it happens
on the menu.
It does, but, with people paying their money, people pay money. Like, you know, people are paying money, especially people that get, like, the front row seats. They paying a lot of money. And for, your favorite act to come out and then you can't hear them, they're singing or they're doing their thing and you can't hear them. And even the artists, themselves were kind of pissed because they're like, we're coming here to, for our fans and, everything is not right. So, kind of a damper. But the show was pretty, the show was very good. I can say some of the acts of Tank, of course. Yeah, he was there. Yeah, that made my night. Everybody else was a blur after that.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's all about Tank.
That was it. Everybody else, I was like, oh, okay. you know, I'm ready to go home. But
I'm sure you was. Did he take his shirt off?
Oh yeah, of course. Of course he did.
Wait, hold on.
He wouldn't be here without
you,
it.
Listen, I hope you ain't go do what I think you did.
Because
you know that song,
no.
Wimpy. I hope not to hear anything in like 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
No.
You got caught out there.
I was cool. But you know, he came out and you know, Badface Evans and Casey and JoJo, which was that was a hilarious. You know, Blackstreet, who else? Stokely from Mint Condition, the lead singer, he was very good. And guess who else came out? We had BBD, Bell Biv DeVoe, but guess who else was there? King Bobby Brown.
Oh, every little stuff.
Couldn't
I take.
Believe it.
Oh
yeah.
Dope.
Okay. Yeah, but, you know, he's King Bobby Brown for a reason.
Hold on. Caller 8704. You listening or you gonna be talking?
No, I'm listening. I'm just waiting for y'all to start talking.
Oh, okay. No problem. Yeah, we got caller
8704
on the line.
So,
Mr. Toya, how you doing? So that sounds like a nice little concert you went to.
Yeah, sounds
very good. Good.
Yeah, trying to,
you know, as everyone should know, you know, before we, you know, get into the topic, we always like to see how, you know, each one's week went. You know, once again, hope everyone had a great week. And, you know, like I said, you know, no one promised tomorrow. So, you know, tell somebody you love them today, because you never know.
Right?
Don't wait. So, 8704, did you have a great week?
Oh, I had a better day.
Oh, well, that's good. That's always a plus. That's always definitely a plus. So, this topic that we have tonight, mass shootings, is this becoming a trend? You know, I have to come down Front Street. You know, I've been on and off Facebook a lot the past couple of days. I've really been kind of refraining from Facebook. It's just been pissing me off. But I've been on and off the past couple of days. And, you know, I see a lot of the propaganda and the rhetoric. And, you know, I still wonder in 2018, why is race such an issue? Especially when it comes down to things like this. Like, all right, you're talking about people who go to a school campus, whether it's teenagers, college campus, or, you know, little kids. And even beyond that, the guy from Vegas, the Vegas shooter, the guy from the nightclub, you know, over out in Florida. My thing is this, I don't, you know, for the life of me, I really probably don't want to, but I just really wonder why that race is still an issue. Because, you know, I've read some of the comments that people have made, and I believe it's true. If it was a black person, a black people, or someone of Arabic descent that were doing these things, they would have been killed. But in most of these situations, in really 9.5% of these situations, all of these mass shooters were of a Caucasian persuasion, and most of them live, except for the ones that killed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, as much as you think about the tragedy, the thing is, why is it that race is still an issue? Like, why are we even talking about it? Why are we putting that in instead of the fact of, like, people have lost lives, kids have lost lives, people have lost their children, you know, loved ones or whatever? Why does race always have to play a factor? And that's kind of like a double-sided question. So, Red, should we pass it to caller 8704?
If she wants to, you know, chime in, she can go ahead.
Hey, 704. What's your take on it? Oh, you ain't ready.
I'm not ready yet.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh, I'll say a little something on the subject.
All right. Before you go in, Red, once again, this is the menu on Blog Talk Radio with Big Red and Brother B. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395, the menu. Big Red, take it away.
Okay. Well, for that question that you are asking, I think it's more of it's kind of like to, and I don't know why this is being done, it's like to soften the blow or the brunt of what's happened or what happened. It's like a cushion. Oh, well, let's tell them that, oh, this person had into issues and they just, you know, lost a family member or someone they loved, or they, you know, had issues all their lives and this, that, and other. Okay, so you're saying all of that to do what? Make it justifiable for this person to go out and just kill people? So it's justified. It's like a justification. Like they're justifying why the person did what they did. That's heal the people that he's done this to. That's not going to bring them back. That's first thing. And that's definitely not going to make their family feel any better.
True. Well, all right, check this out. For, I think it only lasted about a week. I had worked in an adult group home for mentally, let me get it right, because you know they change the terminology so much. It's mentally, we'll just mentally challenged adults. And my observation, you have some extreme cases, but then you have other cases where these cats know what they're doing. They just are not in control of that on or off switch. Like there's no filter. Like you know how a little kid just runs around crazy doing all types of stuff. Like they don't know what they're doing. It's like that's
right.
That's how some of them are. But then again, some of these adults they know what they're doing. My other thing is, I mean, I ain't pulling no punches. I ain't biting my tongue. This country was basically founded by people who seem to have had mental issues. Because for you to come over here and think it was okay to just annihilate or try to destroy anybody that was here and just, like, take their land, that's some type of mental issue. Like, you really have some type of issue if you really thought it was okay to come over here and take somebody, get rid of somebody because, oh, I want your land.
Right. Right.
Because nowadays, because we're supposed to be living in a civil society, right? Supposedly.
Supposedly.
So if the society that they were trying to set up was so civil, how could you come over here and cause us bloodshed? It makes no sense.
Absolutely.
You right. know, so we're trying to sweep this whole thing under the rug with the, or actually not so much sweep under the rug, but put that blanket statement of, well, yeah, he lost his mother a couple of months ago to the flu, and he lost his father when these days, trying to paint the picture, and, you know, he was diagnosed with autism and all this and that. Listen, so what does that mean?
Exactly.
What does that mean?
He
wasn't in a special school. He wasn't in a special school. Was he in specialized classes? No. A lot of these other people, you know what's so interesting? It's always after the fact. There's this, oh, somebody dropped the ball. Oh, well, he was saying this. Oh, well, he was doing that in class. Oh, he was drawing this. Oh, this person was burning squirrels or something like this.
So why, exactly, so why nobody said anything or nobody pointed that out or said, hey, listen, this young man is doing such and such and such. Somebody needs to check him out. But
well,
they think that's normal. Like, is that normal? Is that the normal thing? That, oh,
yo,
burning squirrels
yo.
Are normal.
Yo,
taking the cat by the tail and whipping it around the damn household, that's
listen,
a normal thing.
Red, real talk, like I said, listen, the statements that Brother B made don't reflect the menu. It's just my own personal statements, but yo, check this. There are some types of people. There are certain types of people that do believe that that's normal. Like, there are people out there that believe pedophilia is normal. Like, they don't think that there's anything wrong with it. So you have a culture of people that think that violence is normal. To the point where, yeah, you said you're going to do this, yeah, whatever. But what does it really boil down to? Is somebody really saying something? I mean, we don't know. But
well, then that means that those people have mental illnesses themselves. As in, if it's a parent and you seeing your child drawing certain things, or they have certain things in their room, and you're like, well, what the hell is, you know, it has to make you think that's not a normal child, or that's not normal what they're doing. But then, obviously, then you as the parent, once again, it comes from home. It starts from home. I say this all the time. It starts from home. If you at home are sitting in your house and you see your child doing certain things, that child is not acting right, is not acting like a normal child, but in your mind you think that's normal, then obviously you have some type of mental issue.
All right. Well, once again, there's some people that they don't see it. They think it's okay. Now, let's look at the Vegas shooter. How did this guy, I mean, what made it okay? Or how is it possible for him to get all of these weapons inside the hotel room?
Brother B, let me tell you something. I'm sorry to cut you up, but let me tell you something. I still think to this day that is pure BS. That man did not get all those guns, and I'm telling you, I think that was already planned, or something happened, or somebody else did that, and they just tried to pin it on him. That's how I feel about it. Now, I don't know, because I wasn't there, but you know what? The whole story doesn't even smell right to me. The whole thing don't smell right.
Well, even still, my whole attitude is, what's the purpose? Like, I'm going to go out and just shoot a whole bunch of people to prove what? To say what?
Exactly.
To do what? It's not making you famous. It's not making you loved. I mean, you're not. If you're looking to go down in history as some type of, down in history as something.
His own brother even said that it was nothing wrong. Like, it was nothing that he can see that was wrong. Like, he didn't know of him to even act like. Like I said, a person, family members, whoever, they know when there's something wrong with that particular family member or friend or what. They know it, and they will say it. If this man is telling, this is his own brother is telling you, listen, he's never, you know, gave me any indication that something was wrong with him. So you got to, it makes you go back and think, like, yo, like, what's really going on? And then just like you said, it happened. You hear about it for a little while, then now all of a sudden you don't hear nothing about it no more. Nobody's mentioned this man's name, nothing. They only mention the only time they mention that man's name or even his or you see his picture is when another mass shooting comes around. Then all of a sudden his picture is in with the rest of the 15 nutballs, okay?
It's true.
Like it's like, come on, like once again, you're saying the racial part of it. So, social media society is making it a race thing. Like you had asked me I had said something, and you had asked me before, like, when does the race war start? It already started, and they're making sure we keep it that way. It already started because this is what they're doing. Because just as you just said, the only time that the person, if it was a person of color or any other besides Caucasian, that person would have died by the law's hands or whoever. But these people either are in jail, the people that have done this, they're either in jail or they killed themselves. Like, come on, like, are you serious? And nobody, and the main thing about it, and the sad thing is, nobody's thinking about the victims, the families, the people that have to go through day in and day out knowing that my son, daughter, a cousin, sister, brother, whoever, died at the hands of somebody else. Not, you know, not because they were sick or anything like that, but of someone else, another human being, not an animal. Listen, a bear attack, I'll take a bear attack before somebody, killing somebody that I love with a gun, like, or killing somebody in a malicious way like that. Like, it's ridiculous.
Well, do you think that people are really going to change their stance on gun laws because of stuff like this, or you think it's just going to remain the same?
No, it's going to remain the same. No, because once again, in my mind, hey, this is it just had to happen. You know what? Hey, you just have to get rid of the person. The gun didn't do it. Well, you're right, the gun didn't do it, the person that had it, but guess what? It has to be a line somewhere where you have to stop giving these guns to these people or stop. Like, okay, like I seen a something on, well, I seen a post that I've seen several people put up of a young man. This young boy is about, I guess he's about 11, 12 years old, and he got an AK-47. And he on there going, all you N-words, and come for me, N-words, and this, that, and other, and I'll get you this, that, and other. Now, he looked like he's in his parents' garage or something like that. And it's like, listen, this is what I'm saying. This is a viral video. So you mean to tell me none of his friends see this, a teacher doesn't see? Everybody's on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and all these other things. So you mean to tell me nobody's seen this and nobody's going to report this young man? Because guess what? He could be the next one to go to his school. He go to school next week and kill up everybody in his class.
True.
Okay, but nobody's saying anything about this video.
Well, because that's the thing. It's all reactive. It's all reactive, not proactive. That's the whole thing. It's all reactive, not proactive. Hello?
Okay, this is caller 8704. I can chime in now. I'm good.
Okay.
So this is my take on the whole thing. First off, the guy that the whole shooting in Florida, you know, after doing a little bit of research, when he learned how to shoot both the rifles and the guns and whatever that he used from a certified NRA trainer who is connected to white supremacy groups down in Florida.
Wow.
Okay.
So both his brother and family members didn't notice anything that was different. They weren't paying attention to his whereabouts. That's one. So, of course, you know, I'm going to agree that the first thing they do when it's a white person shooting up somebody or shooting a group of individuals is that it's a mental health issue and a, oh, woe is me story. I had a hard, tough life, and they survived. They survived the shooting. The police don't shoot them. Had it been a black person running up into a school shooting 17 people, that black person would have never made it out. First thing they're going to do is just open fire. But
well, yeah,
if
look,
that black
Mike
person
Brown,
had mental health, they're never going to say that it was a mental health issue with the black person. What they're going to say is, oh, they're a thug, they're a criminal, they're gangbangers and shooters.
Mm-hmm,
versus,
absolutely.
You know, it's always a different scenario when it comes to a black person. Now, when you look at all the massacres that keep taking place, it's not black people shooting anyone, it's a white person.
Yep. And what's
absolutely
crazy is Michael Brown is demonized. Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, Anton Sterling, and a lot of them were demonized.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Michael Brown, he went in the store and he stole some cigars. So you're trying to tell me that justifies him getting murdered?
Exactly.
By someone who you knew should not have been a police officer. They knew it. He failed the psychological. They knew it. But they allowed it anyway.
Yep.
A certain, you know what? I'm sorry, but we're just going to have to get down to the bare bones of it. It doesn't surprise me that, and this is something, you know, part of what I'm about to say has been like from conversations or articles that I read or, you know, interviews that I've seen or heard or read. And it doesn't surprise me that the Pilgrims would do anything to keep their control. Like, I'll hire five people with mental issues before I hire one black or Hispanic or matter of fact, two blacks or two Hispanics or two Indians. I hire five white people that I know and qualify for the job because I don't want to have to hire any minorities.
Mm-hmm.
Because the law enforcement trade, like the government trade, like politics, it has to stay a certain percentage white. The others is just whatever. But the power base has to stay white because they have to stay in control. You look at situations like this, it not only boils down to some type of mental issue, which in this country seems to never be, let alone in the city of New York, no one ever wants to touch it.
No.
Why they don't want to touch it? Because there's too many loopholes to let people just slide through on some, like, mental issue that they can use for themselves. Oh, well, something's mentally wrong with me, so I can't stand trial. Something mentally wrong with her, so she can't do this, or she, you know, this can't happen because mental issues. But once again, meanwhile, black people, minorities, it's not to say that white people aren't shot, too, by law enforcement, but the whole thing is it just happens, and why? Like I said, that kid, they apprehended him a mile away from the school. What? Notice what I said, they apprehended him a mile away from the school. If that was a minority, they wouldn't have got 5 feet.
Nope.
They wouldn't have got 5 feet. And I find it interesting how social media sites like Facebook, like Instagram or others, allow videos like that to be posted. Even though somebody will try to say, well, if they can't post it, you know, you're chomping down on our First Amendment right, freedom of speech. Listen,
yeah, but
things ain't free here. Things ain't free here. It ain't free. Speech ain't free. There's always a cost to it. There's always some type of cost. No matter what you say or how you do, freedom ain't free. But to go on, it's another thing to spew. It's another thing to spew hate. Is you can't spew hate and then expect it to put it under that, oh, well, it's freedom of speech. So what happens if I run around and say the word cracker all day long? Just running around, cracker, 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 and I ain't talking about Nabisco. Somebody will want to lock me up talking about, oh, that's a hate crime.
Yeah,
really?
Exactly. And you know what somebody else said about that young man? They was like, you know what's so funny? When the young black boys go on there and do that, the whole army brigade be done ran up in their house. So why nobody ain't run up in this young man's house yet?
Because, like you said, like 8704 said, mental issues. He has mental issues, so we have to check out the facts. There has to be some type of reasoning and rationale why this kid decided to go to school and just shoot up everybody. There has to be some type of reasoning or rationale why this guy went into a gay club and just started shooting up everybody. There has to be some type of reasoning for it. There ain't no reason for it. Hate is hate. The devil is the devil. It is what it is. Don't try to change the face of it. Label it. It is what it is. But you know what? Once again, society is moving in a direction where it's all about pacifying. It's all about giving everybody a title, giving everybody a label, everybody a slot, and then letting them rock out. I haven't heard 45 go to Florida and say anything? Did he go do anything? No. Because you know what? He's too busy probably reveling in the fact that the heat is off of him now. And it's sad to look at it like that, but yo,
right.
Real talk. He ain't worried about it. He good.
Of course he's not.
Like I said, we have to do, like, I don't know what it is that, and I try not to talk about it so much. That's why sometimes I don't like doing topics like this, because it just really gets me a little twisted, because we're only in February. February is almost over. And we've had 18 school shootings so far. Since 2018 started. 18. You're trying to tell me this is normal? Or this is going to be the norm?
But that's the thing. It's just like we just said. certain things now are becoming normal, and it kind of sickens me that certain things that you see, you hear, it's becoming normal. The shooting of black men, that's normal. That's a normal thing. Mass shootings, it's normal. Unfortunately, this is the problem. These things are becoming normal because you don't even see anybody even flinch when they're hearing about these things. Now it's just like, oh, okay, you know what? Oh, well, you know, like, oh, well, we're going to march for a little while. We're going to cry for a little bit. You know what? Next week is back to loving hip hop and what Kardashian and had a baby. And all. You know, it's like that's the mentality now. And it's sad. And
that's,
I think this is why nothing's going to change. This is why nothing's going to change. I'm sorry. Go.
No, you're good. The only reason why that's the mentality of dorms now is because no one has said, you know, I'm not going to watch this anymore or I'm not going to purchase this anymore. And people are so, you know, I want to be so much like this, but not realizing that they don't know what the lives are really like behind the doors just because they're on TV doesn't mean that they have a perfect life. Until we start redefining how we want to live our lives,
mm-hmm.
and how we want people to portray us, where it's just going to be whoever's willing to make that change now, but it's not going to become a norm until everybody starts saying, you know, I don't want to be a part of that, or I don't want to watch that.
Right.
That doesn't do anything to me. You know, let me turn the TV off. Let me go read a book. Let me go do this. We are the most reality talk show educated folks I've ever seen. Ever.
Mm. Not me, honey, because I don't watch that. But I tell I know women that I know. Oh, you guys look. No, I don't watch that mess. I told them, no, not. I don't watch that mess. Oh, well, why
don't watch it?
I don't watch it.
But there's so many. It's trash TV. Like, how I look at it is trash TV. It actually paints us in a very negative light. There's nothing positive that comes out of it. The only people that see anything from it are the producers and those who write it. They get a check. That's about it. Their check, their money, the money that is made doesn't go in my pocket.
True. Mm-hmm. Call the 5891. You're on the air with the menu. What up?
What up, people? The man is in the house. Hey, what's up, everybody? Well, I'm listening to the show at the same time. Yeah, what up?
Well, no, I just said K-Dog. I just said your name.
That's right, man.
I just wanted to say K-Dog.
Hey, man, that's right, man. Hey, listen, look, I come with the realness. You know me, I don't bite my tongue for nothing. In the wake of what happened in Florida, yes, it's tragic. I mean, it's a shame that 17 people lost their lives. And you know what? These kids, what people are not realizing is that these kids, the kids who witnessed this horror, it's going to play back forever in their heads because they're always going to see people getting shot in front of them, people dying in front of them. I mean, it's just bugged out. And it's horrible. And now, as for the shooter, the way that the shooter is being portrayed like he's some misunderstood kid, no, he's not, because let me tell you something. And is the other young lady there? Where is she?
Yes, 8704. Yep.
8704. Hey, what's up, 8704? I don't know your name, but, you know, I'm being nice. I'm being polite, saying what's up to you, too. Hey, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Well, like I said, like I know in the media has its ways of portraying things. And of course, like, let's just say if this shooter was a person of color, he would be labeled a thug. He would be labeled an animal. He would be labeled a murderer. Everyone would be jumping on him. And you know what? And I'm glad you mentioned, Brother B, about number 45. He's not saying nothing. He's just saying, oh, it's a shame, it's a tragedy. But let me tell you something. When that accident happened with the drunk driver, did you hear what he said about that guy? He was like, oh, the Mexican guy, oh, that guy, oh, you see, that's wrong. We have to stop these illegals from coming here. He was saying all that. But then this monster murders 17 people, and he doesn't slam that guy. He just says, oh, well, the FBI failed. I'm like, let me tell you something. You know why you're attacking the FBI? Because the FBI is on your ass. They are on your ass. They're firing up on him. Because you know what? Oh, the investigation has just begun. We haven't seen nothing yet. There's a lot going on behind the scenes.
You know what gets me?
Yeah.
Now you see how the topic, and I did it kind of, I wanted it to go that way on purpose, but you see how the topic started one way? But then it splits off into someplace else. But then at the same time, as it splits off or branches off, we lose sight. We didn't lose sight. We just kind of strayed. But once again, what about the victims?
Exactly.
See, there's too many other influences. There's too many other influences in the situation. Like, I don't want to hear about his sad story. Don't post that on the news. But listen, he's still alive. I don't care about that.
I don't care about the shooter.
I don't care what he's going through at all. So don't try to portray him as some type of victim when
he's not a victim. Because you know what, Brother B, this shooting was premeditated. This gun, you know what? They had kicked, this was the whole thing. Last year he was kicked out of the school because he had beat up his ex-girlfriend's boyfriend. He had a violent nature. He used to take pictures on social media with weapons. He had knives. He had guns. And some of the kids in the school said they stopped talking to him because all he did was have an obsession with guns. So this was a ticking time bomb that was ready to go off.
Exactly.
So
they didn't see nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
But wait a minute. Now, K-Dog, because this is a question for everybody. So with that being said, because that was key right there, do you think that it's the school should take some blame? Like the teachers, you know, the staffers, do you think they should take some blame? Because
there was knowledge,
like somebody, the kids said something, but nobody did anything.
Nobody did
exactly.
pay attention. And guess what? And security, where was the hell was security when he walked into that school? He walked into that school and turned on the alarm. Where the hell was security? I'm like, how could you let this happen? First up, security should have been in the school. First, if you know what you're dealing with, someone who's violent, and you know his violent nature, immediately, you know what? He's not allowed in here. He's not allowed in this building. He shouldn't be here. But then he comes in there, turns on the alarm, and all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose because he starts shooting. And one of the survivors said he was just walking towards every classroom that he saw an opportunity to walk in and shoot. That's what he kept on doing. He had a look on his face like, I'm determined to do this. He had a look of determination.
But New York City schools have metal detectors and school safety and all this stuff. So, like, what's going on here with that?
Because down there, the whole a lot of other towns, a lot of other cities, a lot of other states. This ain't up north, or this ain't a big city. It don't happen here. This ain't a big city.
Well,
we don't need that because stuff like that don't
happen.
Well,
that's
what
they
inform. We're going to
wait because it's going to happen more often if they don't get some type of something going on because it's just ridiculous.
I just think that things have really gotten out of control where, once again, people are quiet. They're like, I don't care. As long as it doesn't happen to me or it happens in my backyard, then I'm okay. People just become really complacent. And, I'm going to throw blame, just like they was throwing blame on Obama, I'm going to throw it on 45. Ever since this dude started his campaign for president and he became president,
it's been chaos.
It's been nothing but hate and violence. So what did you think was going to happen? is a powder keg. If you got somebody running around telling people will just punch them, or you got him telling cops at a college, like, oh, well, you know, if you got to slam their head against something, you're condoning violence. But what I find so interesting is that people are not saying anything. Like, there's this whole percentage of people who are just saying, like, yeah, let's make America great again. He's talking about violence. Let's make America great again. He's talking about punching people. He's making America great again. So you're basically saying, let's make America great again. Hate.
Let's make America hate again.
Yeah, because that's all it seems like. If you're so concerned about, if you think this guy is going to make America great again, then I guess he's your man, because to me, he's the Antichrist. I've never witnessed, like, it's only been a year and some change he's been in office. This country, a lot of people, everyone is so divided. But they seem to think that it's okay. A lot of people are not saying anything about it because it's like, yo, I don't know. I don't know, man.
What do they care?
Well, they should care about something because...
And you know what?
Listen.
What's sad about it is that you have to wonder, some people have lost their minds. In this horrible case, I mean, especially with children, especially with the young people, and to hear that young lady yesterday speak up, that was something real. She didn't hold back nothing in that rally. And that's what we need to hear, the voices of the young people, because apparently, like I said, Brother B, like I said 2 years ago, after this election, what did I say? That America didn't give two craps about anything because, hey, let's just remember, 46% of Americans stayed home on election day.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even care to vote. They didn't. And I'm not saying...
Yeah, but they have to distract them from keeping them from voting. They don't want to... These young people don't want to vote. They don't want to vote because they feel that nothing is... They feel themselves that nothing is changing or going to change. But... They have to get that out their minds, and unfortunately, they're not. Or society is making it hard for them to get
that
out their minds.
I'm glad you're saying that, because both Brother B and I, we've had conversations about this before. Like, there are some syndicates out there, sick syndicates, and Brother B, you know what I'm talking about. When I say these sick and dividing syndicates, these fake leaders. These false, what they call themselves, professors, but they're really not. They're fake. They're only in it for the money. What they're doing to people is brainwashing them to be stupid. You understand what I'm saying? And for you to distort history, to stand there and tell us not to vote, it is a slap in the face to those who were beaten up, those who were arrested, those who were murdered, lynched for that right to vote.
Right.
And but see, you know what? A lot of people are losing faith in the voting system. A lot of people are losing faith in our politicians. A lot of people, you know what? The whole thing is this. When you've been denied justice so much time, when you've been denied, like, just the simple things in life, whether it was clean water or, you know, adequate clothing or lighting or something. Like, when you cause disparity, when you bring about disparity, people lose hope. When people lose hope, people don't want to fight.
And you know what?
That's the problem.
By not fighting, how do you expect things to change if you're just going to sit there and complain, sit there and be angry? Oh, this and this and this is wrong. And like you said earlier, and I'm sure the other young lady, was it you, Big Red, or the other young lady said it? Like, whenever something horrible happens to us, we get mad one day, and then the next day it's love and hip hop,
back to business.
Back to the nonsense.
Back to business.
I mean, come on now. And this is the problem. Another problem. Stop asking people to do things for you. We need to stop that trend. That begging, that getting on your knees with your hand out saying, oh, give us what we owe, man. No, don't give us what we owe. Just get
first
off your butt and do something.
First of all, if black folks, if there's people that are still looking for reparations, think again.
You ain't getting it.
You ain't getting it. You ain't getting it. I ain't getting no damn reparations.
Looking for reparations.
I mean, it's like everything has to be, everything has to be restructured. I mean, like I've seen interviews and read stories where people talk about, oh, gun violence in other countries. Like they always tout Australia. Like Australia
right.
has like little to or zero crime. But you gotta look at it like this: how many people live in Australia? How many
right.
people live in the country of America? In the country of America, there's so many different states, and all of them have their different laws, and the federal,
right.
the feds can't infringe on their laws and what they do and how they do it and govern their state. So with that
and
being
you know,
said, people can just can kind of rock out the way, however they
know,
want to rock out.
Number 45 have overturned a law that President Obama had signed, making it difficult for some people to get guns. He overturned it. Remember that?
Yeah. No, because he doesn't have to. He walks around with armed guards all the time, so he doesn't have to worry
about
it.
But yet, it's making it easier for people to get guns because this character was able to get an AR-15. Now, this is the problem. How is it? It's so easy for people to purchase military-style guns because everyone's like, oh, if they pass a gun, they're going to take your guns away. No, it's not taking your guns away. People who own a 9mm, some people own that. Some people own a 44 Magnum. But then what the hell are you doing with an AR-15? That's a military-style gun. That's no ordinary weapon.
To me, that's a huge question. That's a very huge question. Why are these guns even on the market? Why are civilians
exactly.
allowed to have these guns? Because they want, I mean, it's almost like they want everybody to go out there and shoot each other. They want this to happen. They
yes,
want
they
this
do.
To happen. This is something that has to happen. This is something that needs to go on. It's like, listen, it's like population control. If we can't control this, somebody let them control themselves. Let them shoot each other up, kill each other, and then boom, we can keep it moving from there. I don't know. Whose radio is that? Is that somebody's radio or TV? You know.
No. Oh.
Better be something good on TV, man. But nah,
yeah.
I think all the like you can do all the background checks that you want. It doesn't change the person's intent.
Exactly.
You can do all the background
right,
checks that
exactly.
you want. But when somebody get mad and they be like, yo, I'm gonna go in my house and I'm gonna go get my kid, or I'm gonna shoot these people on my lawn, or it doesn't change the intent of a person. You could do all
and
these background checks all you want.
Again?
It doesn't mean anything.
He was
19,
17.
He was 19.
He purchased the gun. As a matter of fact, he purchased that gun last year. He bought it from a gun store in Florida. So his intention, that he already had an intention to cause carnage already because.
Right, exactly.
He already had that intention. So there's no mental illness here. And unfortunately, like I said, there are children out there, these teenagers, these young people. You know how traumatized they are? Let's talk about these kids, these poor children. They are traumatized.
Life will be different for them.
Life will
life
be different.
Right.
For them.
And you know what's sad?
What is that PTSD? That's why that's
yeah.
so high now. Because look what's going on. This is why that's so high now with every – I think it's with everyone, not just – the children, it's with everybody. Because I think everybody has a little bit of that in them. It just depends on how the extreme it is with you. But I think everybody has that. Because look what's been happening for the last, couple of years, or not couple of years, but years now.
Yeah,
so I think everybody has a little bit of that.
And these poor kids, like I said, when I heard those kids talk, there were a bunch of kids who witnessed it and they interviewed them on TV. You could tell. Some of them broke down in tears. Some were just speaking like you could tell they were there. They were in the room, but their mind were not there because they're like, I can't believe I just saw what happened. I saw a kid lying in front of me dead. I saw a teacher get shot. You hear them on their phones. On their phones, you hear the bullets being shot. Could you imagine the experience what these kids are going through now? And plus, even worse, the families of the victims, knowing that your child went to school and is not returning home.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well,
that's my whole point of what I said earlier. Like, they're not looking – sorry, Brother B. They're not looking at the fact of the victims, the parents. They're making him – just like you guys are all saying. They're making, like, he's the victim, all his mother and this and that and other.
Hell no.
Kidding me? These people don't have their child anymore. Maybe, you don't know if this child was their only child. They don't have a child anymore.
Yep.
Just like you said, the kids that witnessed this is something that I'm sure a lot of those kids probably play video games, or those young adults play, because, you know, these young adults play the video games, and they're more advanced in the video games that we play. Now, to see that on a video game and to be in it for, you know, in real life, that's a shock thing to them. So imagine how they're going to, you know, just like you said, how they're going to feel, how they're affected by, how their parents are affected by. They probably want to keep the person in the house. Be like, no, you ain't going nowhere. You staying right
exactly.
here. You know,
and of course, you
Listen.
Know, the poor children, that child is sitting there like, you know, in complete and utter shock. Like, I can't believe.
Yo, real
like,
talk.
That, yeah.
Real talk, man. I'm jump to the other side of the fence. Listen, it ain't gonna stop. This shit ain't gonna stop. You know why? It's too profitable. You know what? It's good for ratings. It's good for gun business. Because you know what? Somebody's gonna look at this mass shooting thing. They're gonna look at, you know, these kids getting killed, and they're gonna say, hey, I'm gonna go outside and I'm gonna go get me a weapon to protect myself against kids like that. I'm going to
exactly.
go outside and protect myself against these murderous thieves and thugs and these niggas and every other minority. I'm going to go get this, and I'm going to go protect myself. But you know what? You're saying people who lock all your doors, or you're concerned about this. Listen, 9 times out of 10, some minorities ain't even thinking about you, just like you ain't thinking about us. Once again, I hate to go in that realm of it, but see, fear costs. Fear pays. When people are afraid, they're willing to give up. When people are afraid, they're willing to give up things besides their money. So I think I did this scenario one time. Let's say, K-Dog, you got a restaurant. I come to your restaurant. Hey, how you doing? Grand opening. Nice. Listen, this is a rough part of town, man. You might want to, you might need some protection. So, you know, I got some people that's available to do the job. But K-Dog says, nah, I'm good. I don't need you. I don't need nobody to protect me. Okay, no problem. K-Dog go home, close up for the night, come back. There's a brick in his window.
Yep.
2 nights later, K-Dog come back. His shop was broken in. Next week, after that, somebody lit a little fire in front of his joint.
Right.
And then here I go. I come back around a month later. Hey, K-Dog, how's business? Yeah, man, things are a little rough. Yeah, I told you it's a rough neighborhood, man. You need some help? All right. Well, how much is it going to be? You see how I just sat? I waited. I waited for you to just all of a sudden give in, and you just wanted to give up the money and just give up your basically your freedom.
And
that's
the sad part about it.
People are going to give up their freedom under the false flag of protection. Oh, they're going to protect me, or I'm going to give up this. Listen, people
and
are not going to give up their guns.
And
there's people
listen,
out there that are not going to give up their guns and certain other freedoms they're not going to give up. And it's going to be like anarchy.
Yeah.
Simple
basically.
And they know through TV and social media, just like you see some of these commercials with the, well, not to go off subject a little bit, but you can see that I see a commercial that comes on at least several times a day about, it's a natural disaster come. Oh, you got to have food, and they want you to buy up all those dry products.
Mm-hmm.
They got a whole warehouse. They want you to buy up all that. If something happens, you got to be prepared. It's just like you said,
it's like this.
It builds on
it's
fear.
Like,
it's that fear.
It's like this. Brother B, and I'm glad you mentioned it because I've said this before, and I was having a conversation with a friend of mine earlier. I said, listen, with all this that's going on, we still don't support one another. We still don't look out for one another because everyone's out for looking for one thing, that handout. Oh, we want this. Oh, hook us up. Hook me up. Yo, you're going to hook me up. No. Get off your lazy butts and do something. And you know what else?
You're right.
Like I said, these poor families, they're in mourning. Their lives are never going to be the same in the wake of all of this. And that is why we need to start, you know, stay focused. Don't just sit around and complain about a problem. No, do something about it.
I mean, you gotta listen to your kids.
Organize.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Don't agonize, organize. I love that. I like that. I'm gonna have to steal that. Sorry, don't charge me for it.
Yeah, all right.
But it's like, you know, we can sit back and wonder what's going on, what's not going to happen, what is going to change, what isn't going to change. You know, it gets to a point to where the snowball gets so big that it can't stop. Mm-hmm. And I think we're at that point. We can talk about solutions all we want to. But until such time, when everyone starts going and turning in their guns and saying, listen, we don't need these. I don't need these. Like everybody just said, listen, forget the Second Amendment. We don't need to bear arms. That's going to be made.
But they took that out of
turn.
I think they took that statement, you know, they took that out of turn and just turned it all the way the hell over.
Well, yeah, of course they did. Then they had to.
They
had to. It's a selling point.
They put a twist on it to make it, once again, justifiable to bear arms.
So that means it's justifiable.
They figure Malcolm X got by any means necessary, so they're going to
hold
on to
that. They feel right to do that. They're like this. Oh, we have the right to do it. We have to.
Because once again, violence, guns, violence, and just all types of bad stuff just goes along with this country, man. It's sad to say it like that, but it's just that when you think about America, sometimes you just think about racism. You think about no justice. You think about violence. You think about sex, drugs, disease. It's very few positives compared to the negatives. Like people come here and be like, oh, you know, the American dream. But there are people that are born here and that's like, American dream? Yeah, okay. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you say. That's why I don't understand how this guy can talk bad about immigrants when they come here to try to make a better life, and they come here to make money and pump money into the economy, but yet you want to shit on them? Oh, we don't want them here. We don't want this. We don't want that. So when you come with the hate, somebody else is going to come right behind and be like, yeah, he's right. Yeah, we don't need this. We don't need that, because everybody's so quick to jump on a bandwagon when there's something to destroy or when there's something to be hated on. But when it's something positive, people rarely touch it. You don't hear about it too much for too long.
Positive, if it's something positive, Brother B, people will knock it down.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
People
sure
knock
do.
It. I mean,
knock
look at it
down,
this way.
Positive.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all of these things. You know, whenever you try to do something positive, you're not looking out for us, man. You're looking out, like, stop it. Shut up. If you see something positive, hey, how could I contribute to that? I see you doing something positive. Hey, how could I help? Hey, you know what? I like what you're doing. Let me see. Look, how could I help with that?
Right.
People don't want to help no more. It's like they just want to hurt.
Yep.
Like we can talk about it all blue until we're blue in the face about what we would like to change, what needs to change, or what we're going to make change. But I mean, it was just 50 years ago that black people were still allowed to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little over 50 years ago.
Yeah.
And we still ain't nowhere. So just as an example,
yep.
Where are we really? Not just as black people, but just in general, as a society. Where are we? Where are we?
Hmm.
It's been nowhere.
And, you know, as a matter of fact, I'm back to, you know, and I know a lot of people don't know about Mr. Aaron Feist, Aaron Feist. You know, Aaron Feist, he was a football coach at the Parkland High School, and he was a hero.
Mm-hmm.
But how he became a hero? Because he stepped in front of the students when the shooting began, and he took several bullets while protecting the students during the shooting.
Wow.
No one mentions him. Yeah.
So the fact that you said he was a hero, does that mean he's gone?
Yeah. He took bullets. He took bullets for these kids.
That's crazy.
What's even crazier is the fact that who would even have thought that someone would have to do something like that? Who would think that it would even come down to something like this? Like I said, sometimes topics like this is hard because it's like you're all over the place. You talk about one thing, starts off one way, but then it goes another, and then it goes another way, and then another way. But when you want to talk about solutions,
no one wants to hear about it.
That's the thing. Real things have to come up. Real things have to come up, and the real things is why are these people who do these mass shootings being treated like victims?
Exactly.
And you have to do the comparison of like, well, you know, you don't treat the black ones like that. You just automatically kill them.
No, they never do.
Philando Castile, he got killed right in front of his daughters and his girlfriend.
Man.
And his cop.
His girlfriend, man. By a cop.
His daughter sitting right in the back. So, you know, and you know what's crazy? So wait. Real K-Dog, real quick, before you make your point, what's crazy is you're a cop. You just shot in a car with a baby in the back, with a kid in the back.
Yeah.
So you think you're a good guy? You think you did right? But America thinks he did right. Well, certain parts of America, certain shade of America think he was okay, they think he was justified. So you're trying to tell me that this dude with his girlfriend and a kid in the car, he was going to pull out his legal gun and just start shooting you?
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay.
And guess
I'm
what else? Look at what happened to Tamir Rice.
Exactly.
Tamir Rice. What was Tamir Rice doing? He was playing with a toy gun, and yet the cops shot. He wasn't posing as a threat. The cops rolled up to him and shot him. Shot him dead.
It's
But yet you apprehended the school shooter. Yeah, he was apprehended a mile away.
Exactly.
Apprehended.
He went
to school and killed up a whole bunch of people, and you apprehend him.
Yeah.
So, like, okay, now that you apprehend him, what's going to happen next? Are y'all going to take him into McDonald's or Burger King like they did that other fool that shot up some people in the church and rolled them around? Oh, you're going to go to McDonald's? Yeah, you going to do that?
Well, they were probably
with
saying,
that young man that's still sitting in jail somewhere, right? He's probably not even in the jail. He's in a someplace where they're going to rehabilitate him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He needs to be rehabilitated.
He's going to be rehabilitated. He's not going to be someplace where they're going to really, you know, put him in heart. But you'll take a little 17, 16, 17-year-old and throw him in Rikers Island for a backpack.
Oh, true. Call 3054. You're on the air.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is I, the Hot Rod.
King of Kings.
Oh, my goodness. Uh-oh, the Hot Rod.
What's up?
Hot Rod.
No, Lord. No jokes tonight.
Oh, Lord.
No jokes tonight. No jokes, you know. tonight is one of those topics I really don't want to talk about it. I don't understand why Brother B and everybody else wants to talk about it, because even though I told Sean Black when I heard the shooting that happened last week, I don't want to talk about it on the show. Unfortunately, tomorrow night we will talk about it as a topic, but the main reason why I don't want to talk about it is the same thing over and over and over again. And all we're doing is just basically getting ourselves upset over the same situations. Like, this is like Brother B said earlier, this is a trend. Is that the first time? It won't be the last time. So what, next week when another crazy white kid who's taking speaking to press or quote-unquote mental illness decides to become famous and go kill some more people? And it's funny, before I go to you guys, at my job, you know, I'm surrounded by a lot of white people. And I had to keep my mouth shut, but I have two ladies, Caucasian. They told me, like, yeah, you know what, we kind of like feel sorry for the kid a little bit, despite what he did. You know, he was adopted, and blah, 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 blah. And like Big Red said earlier, problems come from home. So I had to keep my mouth shut because, you know, I don't want to say anything wrong. Yes, this kid had problems, but guess what? Brother B got problems, Big Red got problems, I got problems, Kato got problems. We all got problems, but we don't go around shooting people up. You know, we all had our problems differently. So why is it when a white kid, a white man may go AWOL, we always make excuses of mental illness overall? I mean, yes, they got their problems, but once again, I just don't see the connection around here. Like, why a white man has mental illness, while for us, we are on, we have targets on our back.
Right.
Like Big Fred says,
You know what, Hot Rod? When you say it like that, it makes me think. Now, you have people who go off to go overseas, to go to war, and they talk about how they're using women and kids to blow up stuff. Yeah, or target practice, or they're using them to blow up soldiers and stuff like that. So, I mean, look at these school shootings committed by some of these kids. Look at these shootings, mass shootings in general, done by these teenagers, young adults. I mean, isn't it kind of the same? When you really look at it, even though you may have, they try to paint the picture that, oh, well, these guys, these Muslims, they're savages, and they turn around and they're using their kids and their women to blow up places and stuff like that. But what's going on over here?
You got a kid
that just ran up in a school, 19 years old, ran up in a high school and just killed 17 people.
For
and you want to say, oh, he was mental.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? To his defense, he could be mental. We don't know. You know, like I said, he could be depressed, gone through some stuff, been through so many broken homes. He could be mental illness. Why he went out to kill 19 people? That's what white people do all the time. That's what it seems like.
Well, listen. I think it's more than a mental thing when you intentionally go out to kill people. I think it's more than a mental thing. If your intention is to go out to just murder people just because you're angry or you didn't get your inheritance or, you know, you missed the cheese bus or something like that, no, I think that there's more than just mental. Listen, if you're violent, if you have violent tendencies, you can't umbrella that under, oh, mental illness. But they'll try to for certain groups. But when it comes down to me and you, they're just savages. They're just violent. Look at 50 Cent. Look at Jay-Z videos. Look at all this and that. Look at OJ.
But then you know what kills me also? When black children have problems, we don't have anybody. Well, not us, but I'm just saying, black children don't have nobody to go to. There's no therapist. There's no rehabs. There's really nothing for us. But they have all
those
resources.
That's not true. That's not true at all.
But they have all the resources. Like, they have better resources. So I'm not saying that we don't have it. I'll rephrase it. I'm not saying that we don't have it. We have it, but they have better resources to it.
No, that's really not true. That's, like, hands down not true. We have the same exact resources. Unfortunately, black people, we as people, we sweep mental illness under the rug. We say, oh, you know, Uncle Pookie or somebody in them, you know, they're a little off. Don't worry about them. We sweep it under the rug. We do not address the mental health issues in our community. That's hands down.
All right.
Yes,
all right.
That is so true.
That's real talk.
That's true.
That is real talk.
Yeah,
that is so
we,
true.
Yeah, we don't because we too,
you're right.
We too proud. We too proud.
We too proud.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to address the issue.
We don't want to address it. So we have those same exact resources. We have, not only do we have the same resources, we also have better resources.
Yes.
We choose not to utilize it.
And you know why?
My thing
is
this,
if
we all have those resources, then why aren't they using them? Like, just like you said, now what you just said is
our ego.
We don't want to. We don't want to because it's like, oh, just like you said, oh, Uncle Pookie, yeah, he's crazy. Y'all know he's crazy. Leave him alone. Just let him sit in the rocking chair for about a few minutes. He'd be all right. But guess what? If they have it like how we do, so then why they don't go get their something done about
guess what?
It. They
because
know
they
something's
also
wrong
know.
With the child.
No, but you want to know something? They also know, no. They get their children help. They go and take their kids to these psychoanalysts, psychotherapists, resources, this, resource that. Yes, they do. That's why it stands in court that they have a mental issue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in other words, it's already putting down the fertilizer. It's already put.
Exactly.
What people need to also understand is mental illness.
Wow.
You know, people need to learn
it's
how to define mental illness. People do not define mental illness. They don't realize that depression is a mental illness. They don't realize that, you know, like it's all type postpartum depression, mental illness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
they don't want to be labeled, and we as black people. Oh my God, we don't want people to think that something is wrong with us.
Right.
We have to stop that.
That
we
case,
have to stop that
habit. In that case, everybody got mental illness then to a certain degree.
First of all, back in the days, mental illness, how our parents dealt with it, was with a thick ass belt. Oh, you crazy?
Yep.
Well, I'm crazy. Yeah, I
oh,
got
you
crazy, okay.
I got crazy
ass.
For you. Yeah, exactly. You crazy? I got crazy
child,
too, you know.
But there are some things that happen, especially when they're teenagers. That's when mental illness kicks in because let's just say someone who has a mood disorder, you know, a bipolar disorder,
that
affects somebody in their teens. All of a sudden, the person just wilds out, and then next thing you know, the person's calmed down, and you're like, what the hell? And they start talking irrational. That's a problem.
Yeah,
well,
but we don't address
it.
The bottom line is we don't address it.
Nope, we never do until something happens.
Mm-hmm.
And even when something happens,
yeah, but Uncle Pookie ain't going in nobody high school killing nobody.
But you want to know something?
How about that?
It's true.
we also look as black people, as who we are. We look at how people are going to view us.
Exactly, you're right
so
about
that.
That
is the reason why. You don't hear of a black person going shooting up a school and so forth and so on because, you know, unfortunately, the only time we think about, you know, our family is when, oh, my God, if I do that, you know, my mother's going to put my ass in jail.
Exactly.
That was the good old days.
But that's what I'm saying. Just like you said. The whole thing of the matter is, like I said, Uncle Pookie crazy, but Uncle Pookie ain't going in nobody school shooting up nobody or on the subway doing no crazy. He not doing no crazy stuff like that. He just going to sit in the rocking chair and just sit there for the family, go home, and then he might go, you know, pull off his drawers and run around the house. Who knows what he
okay.
But I'm just
I use Uncle Pookie as an analogy, as an example, only because we can be characterized and labeled as so many different things, but don't want to get the assistance to get certain things under control.
Right.
So, unfortunately, we don't know how to play the same game that they play. We decided to play the game a little bit differently. We don't get the help. We don't get it written down that we have a mental health issue. So because we don't have it written down that we have a mental health issue, we get locked away for life. We get killed on site. We get it.
Yep.
It's not written on paper.
Yep.
It doesn't.
That's crazy.
They are covered because it's written on paper.
And they make sure they cover it.
Yep.
I don't know.
What can you say about this? You know, this is an ongoing problem. It will go on forever, unfortunately. I mean, we all know the solution to this problem. But the problem is no one wants to act on the problem overall. The government are full of it. You have a president who's a wacko. And the people are being bought off. The NRA is running this country. There's nothing new.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. You know.
And you know what?
Well,
the NRA is putting part money in the... It
you
is.
Know?
It's not. It's, like, it's nothing.
It's going to keep happening because an example has not been made yet. Not one
nope.
person has died from shooting up a massive amount of people. Not one person has died. They have survived. So they're like, oh, well, you know what? I can go and shoot up, you know, 20 more people, maybe 100, whatever. Nothing's going to happen to me. So what? I do a couple, not a lifetime, but a
mm-hmm.
couple of years in a psychiatric hospital under protection. And
oh, yeah,
then I'm
not about that.
And I can go back into society and do the same shit all over again.
Yep,
I guarantee
exactly.
you. Well, guarantee you, if the Muslims or the black people start shooting
oh,
them
yeah.
like this, nonstop,
or let it be
guarantee
anybody
there'd be some type of change.
Oh, yes, there would be.
Of course.
They would try their best to get at that person or the person who did something. Oh, so-and-so, so-and-so's a criminal. So-and-so's a terrorist. We're all quick to say that.
But we have another bigger problem. I ran out of vodka. I got no more vodka to drink right now.
Oh, oh man.
Damn. Damn.
Oh, your life stinks.
Oh, damn.
Your life stinks. Well, we got a little couple of minutes left. About to wrap up because, like I said, this topic right here is just kind of draining. But Big Red, your ending
yes.
thoughts, your parting shot.
My ending thoughts is, you know what? If the person, and I've said this before, when things like this has happened, if you know that person has an issue, get them some help. You know, there are resources out there. There are all kinds of resources. You don't have to have all the money in the world. That's why, you know, there's healthcare out. Like, get that person some help somehow. Even if you got to do your own, try to talk to that person a little bit, just get them some help. Let them lend them an ear if you know that person is not, you know, right in the head. Just see where they at and then see how you can assist them in getting them some help.
True.
Kato.
Hey, man. Kato, all I gotta say is this: is that just think about the victims and their families, and like they said, if you know anybody that needs professional help, please get them some help. That's the best way you could look out for the person, and it could prevent something from happening. But at the same time, once again, please remember the victims and their families.
True. 8704.
I'm good. It's just been real talking to everybody.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I'm not going to say very much. I'm good.
Oh, okay. And Hot Rod.
Listen, I don't know what to say about this anymore. I was ready to drink some more and just live my life and be married. That's it, you know.
That's right.
My life is
it's
jealous.
A celebration. Drink and be
you
married.
Know, I'm like this. I'm like I said, we all know the problem. We all know the solution. America loves their guns more than their children. And that's very sad, you know, overall. And they now they want teachers to arm themselves. I'm like, don't teachers have enough problems to worry about already? Ban them the school system in America stinks. You know, they have to worry about kids. And also they have to worry about shooters. And they got to do their job. I'm like, how much pressure can one person take? Damn. Now, that might drive the teachers even more crazy. I got to carry weapons. Now, what happens if the teachers start to shoot their own students because they fear for their lives? That'd be a whole
right.
other topic for another day, right? It's a no-win. I'm sorry.
Cool.
Well, on that note, thank you everybody for calling in.
All right.
Topic.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Rod, what's going on tomorrow night?
Like I said, tomorrow night on 10:30 right here, Blog Talk Radio on the Absolute Truth, we will talk about the shooting for a different aspect of it, and also about the Black Panther movie. Is it overhype, or why do the Hot Rod don't care about this movie overall?
Gotcha.
Amen.
On that note, everybody have a good night. See you tomorrow
right.
night, Hot Rod. Everybody be easy.
See you tomorrow
Stay
night,
weekend.
People.
All right.
Good night.
All right, man.
Okay,
peace.
Later, everyone. Bye.
Later, y'all. Bye. Bye.